Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. You know, it's great to have you guys back with us. If you haven't been a listener, welcome to the show. It's going to be fun. Ava's here.
I'm here.
Don, there's. I'm putting my hands where you normally would be. Nope, yeah, Don is not here.
He's missing, but... And somebody just walked through the door, too, and I was like, hey, aw.
Nope, not him.
Disappointment.
He's doing something else. But anyway, we do have Mr. Chris Granrud from Rainy Days
that
Guide Service.
That makes up for it.
Yep. We're going to be talking about Rainy Lake. We're going to talk about what to expect when you get a guide in 2024, the do's, the don'ts, and really what you should be looking for when you have a guide for a fishing trip. And I think that's going to be a good trip for everybody.
Yeah.
So. Hang tight. It is going to be a great show. I will guarantee it.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hey, Ava.
How's it going, Eric?
She's a-going. I can't make up my mind what is going to be when I walk outside. The weather's going to be day-to-day.
It's great this weekend.
Across the Midwest, it's been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
About a week and just over a week ago, it was Wisconsin had a foot of snow. And
yeah, and then we had a bunch of wind this week.
Yeah, this last week was
looked like a tornado crazy. Went through my front yard.
I know.
It brought warmth and sunshine.
But
so
it makes fishing difficult, I will tell you that.
I bet.
Because there's a lot of bodies of water that are open. There's a lot of open water right now, and I'll tell you, there's no way around it. Try and vertical jig in a 40-mile-an-hour or a 35-mile-an-hour wind. It's a challenge.
I bet.
So then it's like, okay, let's anchor up, but then you don't get the same capability, and you don't get the same amount of fish, so it turns into now what? And especially when there's a lot of boats, that's the best part, because down in the river, at this point, you have so many boats that are out. And the wind picks up. And when the normal bumper boat comically said, you know, statement actually truly is bumper
right.
boats, because the gusts of winds are throwing these boats around like they're toys. It is pretty amazing what ends up happening. So you get some unhappy people. And it's
Mother Nature always wins, man.
Welcome to spring fishing.
Yep.
Well, what are you going to do? Mother Nature, she wins. Yes, I agree, all the time. Before we jump into Chris Grand will be coming on from Rainy Days Guide Service later on, we're going to jump in with him after the break and talk a little bit about guide service. You know, when you go fishing, if you don't know a body of water and you go up for a week, sometimes you can't get on the right bite. You can't figure it out. Why not take advantage of it? So, you know, those are kind of the things we're going to be looking at asking Chris. And, you know, how do you find the right guide to meet the needs you have?
Well, and honestly, I caught my biggest bass, largemouth bass, with a guide.
There you
and
go.
And I will always remember that.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's
and he was like the coolest guy. So
where was it?
This was up in Brainerd, Gull Lake.
You remember the guy's name?
I don't. I have a picture of him. You
show me the picture. I bet I know him. Is he a younger guy?
No. Skinny guy. I don't know.
Dan. I bet his name was Dan.
Gal, this was must have been like 2016, 2015.
I bet it was Dan.
Yeah, I think it's one of my profile pictures, to be honest with you, because it's one of the, like, it's a nice bass. Let me find it.
This makes for good radio, by the way.
Well, see, this is before before marriage. This is before kids. Okay, so we're getting there. See, I'm still married here. Okay. Working on it.
Going backwards. It's all good.
And it's not the best picture of him, so don't... Oh, keep going.
I'm good. Yeah, I think the thing is that if you've got kids with you as well, you can maximize the time in the water. You can get on the right baits.
Really, you can do other things.
It accelerates everything. Yeah, you can show you some sites if your kids are bored, but he can really show you some cool stuff. And if you want to know electronics, there is nothing better.
Oh,
and
of course, it blocks his face. Can you see that? Take it.
Okay. Don't know him.
Thought
I might have known him, but...
But you don't know who that is?
No, thought it was Dan Eigen. Dan does a big tournament up there. He has fundraising. He has a blood disease. And great guy. Super guy. So if you're ever up the Gull Lake area, Dan's
we'll
guy.
Just it's Dan.
We'll just say it's Dan. Dan, you were with Dan, and he caught the biggest bass you ever caught. Perfect. I love it. So, so yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And that's kind of a key piece. So I pulled a story before we jump off to that. Wanted to touch on some guys that are listening in the Michigan area or maybe fish that area. The Michigan DNR has received $39.8 million in federal funding from the Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program. The supporting program generated through self-imposed excise taxes paid by sportsmen and sportswomen on a variety of hunting, fishing, and boating goods. So here's a key piece. This year's allocation is $5.4 million less than last year. Guess why? The difference is due to less spending on hunting and fishing equipment in 2023. See, this is how this correlates. And I don't think people really realize the support that we get to get restocking and to support wildlife management and all that is directly related to what we spend on hunting and fishing. So to promote that piece of the puzzle, it's a big deal. And, you know, so that's part of it. If you look at the fishing side of it, well, actually, let me jump to the hunting side. Their allocation for Michigan's eighth highest among states, behind Texas at $45 million, Alaska 41, Pennsylvania 34.5, Georgia 32, California 31, Tennessee 30, and Minnesota 28. Now, in the fishing side of it, we're looking at the allocation, they were also eighth behind Texas, Alaska, California, Florida, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and North Carolina. So excise taxes on fishing equipment, motor boating, small engine, fuels, import duties, interest collected in appropriate states through the Sport Fish Restoration Program. It's the same thing there. And, you know, so supporting the sport and getting out and doing things in the outdoors do support the fish and wildlife management process and building up of the stocking as well. So don't forget to do that. Hang tight, guys. We are going to be back with Mr. Chris Granrud from Rainy Days Guide Service. Hang tight.